Now joined by head coach Steve Wells of the Grundy R5 Panthers. Lost a tough one last week to Tyne Avalon. Last Thursday, 63-60, and then to Hale on Friday night. Hale, a really fine ball team. We talked about them numerous times throughout the season. Not the first time that the Panthers have seen Hale. They lose that one by 17. Did salvage a victory to start the week on Tuesday night over Gilman City, 69-57. Panthers in the HDC tournament this week, and they are in bracket play. So a 4-seed Grundy, 5-seed East Harrison. They'll play tonight at 5:15 in the second game of the night from Mercer High School. Coach Wells, how are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, man. It's a good, nice day. Nice day.
Yeah, it's not too bad right now. We'll take it for mid-February. 1-2 week, all on your home floor last week, Coach. Overall, how did you feel like the boys played over that three-game stretch?
Well, you know, we kind of played up and down a little bit. We played really good against Gilman. We were way up on them, so I pulled back and in that situation. But we played really well. The Tyne game, you know, it was just one of those games. We played hard. We just couldn't put it together and get over the hump. I mean, we had opportunities to get some buckets and we didn't. We had some opportunities to get some stops and we didn't. They made a few more plays than we did, and they won. So it was and then, of course, Hale's awful good ball club, and we were playing three games in 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I thought the kids really gave a really gutsy effort. They just couldn't keep them in front no matter how much we tried, and they were able to penetrate and kick, and they shot the ball real well. But, we played well. Our kids really played well. Can't qualm anything. Gave great effort and just didn't happen for us.
Did you have especially after having three games in three nights, Coach, do you feel like did the boys have a quality practice on Friday?
Well, we kind of took it easy, fairly easy on Friday because we knew we were going to have to play on Monday, so I wanted to give them a chance to get their legs back underneath of them. That's important at this time of the year is to have your legs underneath of you because you're going to be playing a lot of games with having very few practices.
Yeah, absolutely. Hale, we talked about, it's the second time you had seen them in a week. It sounds like they really, did they challenge you with just shooting ability and pace more so than just size, Coach?
Well, yeah, I mean, and they're really physical ball club. I mean, they co-op with Southwest for football, and it really shows. They're a very strong team. They're very, very good athletes, have great speed, and they're very skillful. I mean, they've just got an outstanding ball club. They really do. And, they beat Mercer a couple weeks back down in the Meadville tournament. And, I knew right then and there that, you know what, this is not just me saying there's a good ball club, too. There's going to be other people out there saying that, too.
Yeah, that was an eye-opener, certainly, for me. You did. I know, you gave up the same amount of points, 72, both times against Hale, but you scored a little bit better on your home floor. Did you feel like you just, in the overall scheme of things, because a final score doesn't tell me the whole story, did you feel like that the boys played better the second time around against Hale?
Oh, yeah, we played much better basketball. We were able to do more things offensively. We were able to, handle the ball better. We were able to get shots better. We didn't fall behind real bad like we did the first time. I know the final score was 17 points. I mean, they threw one in from three-quarter court at the buzzer to get to their 72nd point. But we played really well. We played a real gutsy game. We played hard. You know, it's just one of them situations where Hale was a better team than us that night.
As far as you guys go, you're getting a real good 1-2 punch between Gann and Lewis. Are they kind of, yeah, they've always been from day one of the season guys that you're going to go to through for your offense, but it looks like their consistency is really coming along.
Yeah, you can pretty much count on those two to provide you with quite a few points, quite a few rebounds, assist steals every evening of the year. They've been very consistent from the very get-go. It's really a credit to them. They played hard. All of our kids have played hard. We're just trying to, it's just the flow of the game sometimes. I mean, Caden gets out there and gets a lot of his points in the open floor, and Cooper gets a lot of his in the half-court situations. But Cooper gets a lot offensive rebounds, and Caden's been catching a lot of offensive rebounds here lately too, so they've been playing some outstanding basketball.
Well, you play tonight up at Mercer in the quarterfinals of the HDC tournament. You see East Harrison You've seen him before this season, Coach, but that must feel like eons ago because we're talking 2 months ago on the 13th of February. You got him engulfed by a score of 53-41, but that probably gives the guys some confidence. But yeah, that was a long time ago too.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. We're going to have to play well to win tonight. I mean, that's so far back in mid-December. We've improved. I'm sure they've improved. We're just going to have to go out there and play hard and take care of it. We have a pretty good idea of what they're going to try and do to us this evening. And I think a lot of it's going to be the very same that we saw earlier from in the year when we saw them earlier, back in December. So we're going to have to play well. We're going to have to shoot the ball well. And they got a couple outstanding scores, and we'll have to really, really key on them. But, I like our chances tonight.
You know, East Harrison, I haven't seen him play, but I've heard a couple of broadcasts, and it sounds like they do have a couple of guys that, if they get hot, can fill it up from the perimeter. What's the best strategy that you have when you have kind of a team that's an outside shooting team to guard the 3-point line effectively?
Well, we just have to get out and take. We just have to get out on the shooters. We have to we have to contest the shots. Try to take them away as much as possible. Rotate out to them. Because whenever we play a lot of 2-3 zone, that's our primary defense. I feel like we'll probably throw in some man tonight against them a little bit. But, whenever you get into a zone situation, most every possession down to four, you're sometimes going to find yourself in a scramble mode. So that's a situation where you just have to get out after them and make it a point to get to them. Sometimes that happens, sometimes it don't, but there are some things that you can do to try to lessen that, but you get in the heat of the moment, and kids are going to be kids sometimes in the heat of the moment, and they'll forget assignments and things like that. It's, that's been happening, since athletics have been played, but we're going to get out there and get after them tonight.
Same side of the bracket as Winston and Gilman City. Winston 1, seed Gilman a 7, so you got to figure that whomever wins tonight's game, obviously, you go into the semifinals on Thursday at 5:15, and you probably have Coach Lewis's team waiting for you.
Yeah, I mean, you certainly will. That means you're going to have to play well just to give yourself an opportunity. I mean, I want to play him again. I really do. I don't think we gave him our best effort when we played him earlier in the year, and I don't think the kids feel like they gave him their best effort. So I think we'd like to have an opportunity to play him better and play him again and play him a little tougher this time.
Yeah, and we've had this discussion, Coach, about how sometimes teams can be beat just by seeing the name Winston across the jersey. If that matchup were to happen again, that's the thing that you got to kind of battle your guys through in pregame, right?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's a big part of it. I mean, tradition means so much in athletics. A lot of teams don't always have their best ball clubs. But they come out there and they've got that name Winston or Scott Central or Zelma on their jersey, and they see it, and that means something. That's going to provide a few extra points on the scoreboard for them almost. Those are things that you've got to get over the hump in dealing with, and that's really tough because those are really mental challenges more than they are physical challenges.
When is it this week, Coach, or are you looking at next week for the district seating meeting?
We're going to be seeding the district this week on Thursday.
And your district is down at Meadville, right?
Yes, it is.
Obviously, some success this week would help. It always would, a district seeding. But in your best guess, are you looking at like a 4-5 seed matchup for districts?
Well, we're just going to have to wait and see. I'm thinking right now we're probably looking at a number 6 seed for the district. That could change. It just depends. I've been more concerned with us right now than I have been the other ball clubs that are in the district. But I do know that we've got, I think we're going to be better than Buckland Macon County. I think it's going to be, we've got one win against Tina. They've got one win against us. So I'm thinking 6, and then we're just going to have to wait and see what the records are of the other teams. I'll probably sit down and take a look at that maybe later this afternoon or early tomorrow morning and kind of see where we're at in that regard. But, I'm thinking, Yeah, probably in that 5-6 seed is where we're probably going to end up at, I think.
Yeah, and seeds don't really matter at that time of year. We've talked about this in the past, too, because all it is a seed just means are you going to wear your home or your ways. Once you get into districts, you better win. Otherwise, you're hanging it up at the end of the night.
Yeah, you know, when you get down to district tournament times, and I've said this over the years, you've got two types of teams when you get to the districts. You've got teams that are looking to win and continue on, and you've got teams that are looking forward to baseball season. So you've got to try to put yourself in position to where you are still building, you're still getting better, and the kids are enjoying it, they're having fun, and they still want to have a lot of success. That's what you're really looking for in that last 2 to 3 weeks of the season is to keep trying to climb upward like that, because there's going to be a lot of teams that are just going to slide back the last couple weeks, no matter how good a team they've had all year, because some of them are just going to be tired of playing basketball. So, you know, I try to limit our practice time, try to do them quick, snappy, get out of them, get on to something else like that, and try to portray that into the games that we play like that the last few weeks of the year. And I've been pretty successful with it over the course of a career like that. And because, you know, you want to be that one of those teams that walk in there and say, you know what, hey, we want to win. We want to play one more game no matter what. We may not win this thing, but we want to play one more game.
Well said, Coach. Doubleheader tonight for you Panther fans heading up to Mercer, both against East Harrison. Girls are going to play at 4, the boys at 5:15. And after the HDC tournament this week, there's a lot of bus rides for Grundy. They have trips to Mercer, Jamesport, and Meadville within a 4-day stretch next week to end the regular season. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck up at Mercer this week.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Have a nice day. Bye.